There are many world records set for the longest whatever. The longest hole-in-one is a whopping 517 yards. The longest home run ever hit was 575 feet by Babe Ruth. The longest time without sleep is 11 straight days. The record for the long jump is 29 feet 4 and a fourth inches by Mike Powell. There are many records for the longest something, but the record for the longest time to finish a marathon is held by Shizo Kanakuri of Japan. And this is his story. But it actually starts over 2,500 years ago. In 490 BC, at the city of Marathon in Greece, a battle was raged with the invading Persians. Although greatly outnumbered, the Greek warriors were able to win the victory and push back their enemy. Myth has it that a young man, Pheidippides, was given the assignment to take the good news back to his awaiting countrymen in Athens, about 25 miles away. Excited to share the good news, Pheidippides ran the entire distance, fell at the feet of his leaders, and exclaimed, "Victory!" and immediately died. Although the accuracy of this account is debated, the myth and legend of the marathon run was born. Now, let's fast forward to 1896, when the modern-day Olympics were first held. Fittingly, they were hosted by the city of Athens. In determining which events to hold in these newly formed competitive games, the idea of recreating a race after the mythical journey of Pheidippides was approved, hopefully without ending in death. And thus, the modern-day marathon became an Olympic fixture with its distance always hovering around the 25-mile mark. Now, in 1908, the Olympics were held in London. Queen Alexandra requested that the marathon race begin at Windsor Castle so that the young royals could watch. It was to end at the White City Stadium, exactly 26 miles away. But the royal family also requested that the runner finish right in front of the royal box, an additional 385 yards, making the race exactly 26.219 miles long. The Olympic Committee later declared that distance to be the standard for all future marathons. Marathons have been part of every Olympic Games since. The Olympic record in the marathon today stands at 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 32 seconds. But let's return to Shizo Kanakuri, who holds the world's record for the longest time to complete a marathon. Shizo was born in Japan in 1891. He started running as a schoolboy when he would run nearly 4 miles to school and 4 miles back each day. He continued his long-distance training as a young man, and by the time he reached 21 years old, he became the first Japanese athlete to qualify for an Olympics. Those Olympics were to be held in Stockholm, Sweden in 1912. The training and travel was much different in 1912 than they are today. It took Shizu 18 long and grueling days to travel from Japan to Sweden by both ship and the Trans-Siberian Railway. The summer days in Sweden are very long. Shizo found it almost impossible to sleep during the over 18 hours of sunlight each day. Athletes in those days didn't have the advantages of nutritionists, and Shizo had trouble adapting to the local diet. Between the arduous travel, the lack of sleep, and food issues, Shizo was hardly at his best. Finally, it was race day. And to add just one more challenge to an already monumental task, Stockholm was in the midst of a heat wave. The exact conditions that make marathon running its most difficult. Now, Shizo was not a novice at running marathons. However, the travel, the food, and now the oppressive heat took its toll. Not just on Shizo, but on all the runners. The reigning Olympic marathon champion, American Johnny Hayes, who won the marathon years earlier in London, didn't hold back on his criticism, declaring the race a disgrace to civilization. Scores of runners suffered heat exhaustion. About 16 miles into the race, Shizo too was overcome by heat. Stumbling into a nearby garden, he was graciously tended to by the residents. For over an hour, he tried to rehydrate his body with orange juice he was so kindly offered by the understanding Swedes. Not knowing how to thank his hosts, he offered them a small, rolled-up Japanese document, which they kindly kept as a memory of their new Japanese friend. But Shizo had failed. He failed his country, he failed his family, and he failed himself. Without telling race officials, Shizo quietly left Sweden for home. None of the officials knew what happened to the Japanese runner. Every competitor had been accounted for, except Shizo. The Olympic Committee, not knowing how to explain his disappearance, listed him as missing. Now, Shizo Kanakuri wasn't missing to his friends and family. In fact, he continued racing, very successfully. He qualified to run in the 1916 Olympics, but those games were canceled due to World War I. But still, he didn't quit. He ran in the 1920 Olympics in Antwerp, Belgium, and again in the 1924 Olympics in Paris. In Japan, he was celebrated as the father of the marathon. All this time, unbeknownst to Shizo, he continued to be listed as a missing person on the 1912 Olympic Register. That is, until a Swedish reporter dove into the story and in 1967 discovered him teaching geography in southern Japan. Finally, Shizo had been found. No longer missing, Swedish television quickly offered him the chance to finish his 1912 Olympic marathon. Shizo Kanakuri, at 75 years old, flew to Sweden to complete the marathon. According to the reporters of the Associated Press, Shizo showed great vigor as he completed his race. His official time? 54 years, 8 months, 6 days, 5 hours, 32 minutes, and 20.3 seconds. The longest time ever to finish a marathon. After Shizo finished this, his final marathon, he visited the garden villa where those kindly Swedes had hydrated him with orange juice. There he met Bent Petri, the son of the original hosts. Bent produced the Japanese document Shizo left the family upon his departure all those years ago, sharing with Shizo how the family had kept it as a valuable family heirloom. Shizo carefully examined the rolled-up document. Perhaps with a smile, Shizo proclaimed to Bent that the prized parchment was just an old customs form in Japanese. Shizo Kanakuri passed away in 1983 at 92 years old. He accomplished many things in his long life. But perhaps the most valuable lesson he has left us is that it's never too late to finish something you started. It's never too late. Pass it on from passiton.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. Pass It On, the podcast, is available on your favorite platform.